Owahikea Maile, that's M-A-I-L-E. Find many of his articles online. And it is 7 o'clock straight up. You can stay tuned for Cabaret. I see Will Two-Step over in there. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and online.
Thank you so much, Elena. Good evening, everybody. My name's Will Two-Step, and tonight on Cabaret, each and every Tuesday night from 7 to 8, we bring you local live music from up and down the Front Range. And tonight, we're honored to have a very fine high country players from up in the mountains in and around Nederland. We have Eric Richard Stone on guitars and vocals, and we have Tom Hall on mandolin and vocals. Welcome, gentlemen.
Great to be here.
And let's hear some music.
All right.
Contrast gray with a deeper blue. The air tastes fresh, the light is new, and the whole world seems reborn after the storm. Stay inside for the wind and the rain. Behind this window I'll remain. It's poet's eminent domain. It's where his song's born after the storm. After the storm, rhythm slows. After the storm, color shows. After the storm, heaven knows. Distant light performs after the storm. While the rest of the world just falls asleep. Test my faith and take the leap. That's how our love restores after the storm. After the storm, rhythm slows. After the storm, color shows. After the storm, heaven knows, and the whole world seems reborn after the storm. After the storm. After the storm. That was the title track to a new CD that's coming out in March. We'll talk about that some more, I suppose. But this one's called Pool Hall Tapestry. It's about the kind of bar you used to go to when you were young and single. But now that you're older and wiser and hitched up, you wouldn't set foot in there. But if you did, you'd find it somewhat strangely familiar. My partner, Laura, is fond of saying that it's the kind of place you only go to when you're... Nobody goes there when you're sober, let's put it that way. It's the kind of place that stays open later than all the other bars in town. Blue chalk on green felt, neon lights in the Bible Belt, stale beer, cold French fries, bursts of laughter and quiet lies. The jukebox plays 70s rock, mechanics and farmers and washed up jocks. They hit the skids from where I see this pool hall tapestry. It shouldn't be familiar to me. Haven't been in here for a while. Strangely comfortable, but comfortingly strange, how our lives change. Some sit with friends, some are loners, some are rednecks, and some are stoners. The kitchen bell rings and the cook yells, order up. Four quarters for a game, rack 'em up. It shouldn't be familiar to me. Haven't been in here for a while. Strangely comfortable, but comfortingly strange, how our lives change. A Budweiser long neck ain't no craft beer. Greasy burgers, all they serve in here. No one ever comes here when they're sober. It doesn't get any better when the night is over. It shouldn't be familiar to me. I haven't been in here for a while. Strangely comfortable, but comfortingly strange, how our lives change. Blue chalk on green felt, neon lights in the Bible Belt. Tom, what should we do?
Let's do another one.
Okay. We have a few. about 100.
What gear are you
Waterbound. Saying? Waterbound. Here's an old traditional song that I learned from a guy who was my babysitter way back when, sometimes in Maine when I go visit my grandparents up on the coast of Maine. A fellow by the name of Gordon Bach, whose parents lived next door. Famous for singing sea shanties up there. This is an old traditional one. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Down to North Carolina. Chickens crowing in the old plow field. Chickens crowing in the old plow field. Chickens crowing in the old plow field. Down to North Carolina. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Down to North Carolina. Me and Tom and Dave's going home. Me and Tom and Dave's going home. Me and Tom and Dave's going home for the water rises. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home down to North Carolina. Mad and I don't care. The old man's mad and I don't care. The old man's mad and I don't care. Gonna get his daughter, cause I'm going home with the one I love. I'm going home with the one I love. I'm going home with the one I love down to North Carolina. And if you don't give her up, we're gonna run away. If you don't give her up, we're gonna run away. If you don't give her up, we're gonna run away down to North Carolina. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home down to North Carolina. Yeah, they chewed a back of thin and old mobile. Chewed a back of thin and old mobile. Chewed a back of thin runs down the chins down to North Carolina. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home down to North Carolina. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Way down in North Carolina.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. The program is called Cabaret. My name is Will Two-Step, and I'm your host here through the top of the hour. And tonight we have a duo, Eric Richard Stone on guitar and vocals and Tom Hall on mandolin and vocals. These guys are two members of a, was it a four-piece band or is it a five-piece band?
Three-piece, it could be four-piece.
And it's,
you know,
called the
flexible.
It's called the Witness Protection Program. You guys can catch this these guys playing soon here up in Netherlands on Friday, the 24th of this month at Very Nice Brewing. The gig runs from 6 to 9. And also up in Netherlands on First Street at Busby's Brewing. And that's a 3 to 6 show, and that's
Busey Brews.
That's right, and that's only the duo. It's a little tight there. That's what these two guys are playing, and that'll be the Saturday, the 1st of February, and that's a 3 to 6 again, and sounding really good, guys. Eric, tell us a little bit about this. New CD, number five. You're calling it After the Storm.
Yeah, we started out with the title track of that, After the Storm. This is going back to my previous CD was sort of a homemade affair. I wanted to see how much I could just get done on my own just for fun and giggles. But now I'm back in the studio working with Ray Smith and Carrie Miner from the Bird Nest Studios in Rollinsville. Ray and Carrie are also a musical duo called Strange Birds. And Ray is just a genius and is producing this for me with full instrumentation and great high-quality recording equipment. And the cool thing is we've actually added some live performance to it that we mm-hmm. recorded at Very Nice on the 27th of December. Right now it looks like there'll be three or four songs in the final CD that are going to be live. They're going to be... I'd say more than half the CD is original material, and about half the CD are cover songs written by folks that have inspired me. And in fact, one of those songs is just a really neat song that I heard years and years ago by Jonathan Edwards. Mm-hmm. And it's only recently that I discovered it was a Merle Haggard song. I should have figured that. But just songs I've been singing in live performances for years and have wanted to record.
You've been writing for how long?
The first song I ever wrote was in 1978.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's not true. 1975, as a junior in high school. That dates me, doesn't it?
Yes. What was the name of the tune?
Oh, my gosh. It was called Autumn.
Nice.
I couldn't do any of it for you. I have no idea how it went anymore.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Tom, you're a recent transplant up to Netherlands. You were up on the Western Slope for a while. What was your story out there?
Been around Durango for a bunch of years, kind of the traveling biologist sort of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Making a change right now, kind of giving up a lot of field work and pursuing work in the bus barn up in Netherlands.
His body gave out on him. He can't can't quite handle the field work
Cover
that he used to be
like
able
I
to do.
To, yeah.
Climbing up and over mountains on foot is getting hard at our age.
One of our alternate iterations is the bus driver sandwich.
We have lots of potential names for bands, but I don't think we're ever going to use that one.
Yeah.
Tom and I are both school bus drivers now. That's how I was able to tempt Tom to move to Netherlands from Durango.
It's great. Well, I'm glad you guys hooked up and had an opportunity to come down here and share your music with us.
Thanks for having us. After 10 years of playing together, it's nice to finally be working together on a daily basis.
That's cool. Let's get back to some music, and we'll chat a little bit more on the other side of it. I got a few more questions and a little bit more. But if you're interested in finding these guys' music, they're on all the platforms, Spotify, iTunes, and also at ericrichardstone.com if you're interested. And there's four CDs you've recorded so far, Eric, with the fifth
this'll
one
be
in the can.
Fifth. Yeah, this will be the fifth one.
So there's a decent amount of music out there for you guys?
I could say I recorded a cassette.
As we all did back in the
way
day.
Way
right?
back in the day.
Oh, fantastic. So what's the name of this tune coming up?
This is one of Tom's tunes that we like doing.
This was
semi-autobiographical, I think, if you know Tom.
The album that just came out last year, Fire, Water, Fallen Wave. This is part of that album. One, two, three, four. Was born in time to be a long-haired hippie, though his folks, they tried to raise him up a crust, until that girl from Dartmouth ran away and took his heart with her. Strange people he'd soon learn to trust. At 17 he could not take direction. Just like old Merle said, his mama tried. At 21, he wound up in jail. They held him till he skipped his bail. Now he lives each day out on the wild side. And he's been that way as long as I remember. His friends all think he leads that wandering life so free. They ask him why he walks around with his head up in the trees. Tells them whiskey, dope, and bluegrass made a hippie out of me. Singing every song by Jerry. That psychedelic sound was what he liked. And up until just yesterday, he wanted to play just like Trey. But now he thinks he wants to be like Mike. They sent him off to work in the big city. They tried to make him wear a suit and tie, but he didn't last but one fortnight. Those tidy whities fit too tight. Now he lets it all hang out and wears tie-dye. And he's been that way as long as I remember. His friends all think he leads that wandering life so free. They ask him why he walks around with his head up in the trees. He tells them whiskey, dope, and bluegrass made a hippie out of me. Gather around the campfire. Good friends, they add their harmonies with style. And though he still can't see the forest for the trees, he's finally found a life that makes him smile. And he's been that way as long as I remember. His friends all think he leads that wandering life so free. Ask him why he walks around with his head up in the trees. He tells them whiskey, dope, and bluegrass. And the guy out front who cuts the grass.
Who's that?
My 7-day free hot springs pass.
Where?
Those garbanzo beans still give me gas.
Still?
Those Cody girls, they pick way too fast. That whiskey, dope, and bluegrass made a hippie out of me. A little ode to Pagosa.
Let's do that Merle Haggard tune, just for grins.
Speaking of Merle.
Oh, Merle's always good here.
Yeah. Let me. I first heard Jonathan Edwards do this way back in the 70s and thought, it's kind of classy to do an old country tune. I've always wanted to do this one. Today I started loving I'm right back where I really always been. And I got over you just long enough to And then today I started loving you again. Oh, what a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few million tears I cried. How was I to know the worst was yet to come? And the crying time for me had just begun. And then today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I really always been. And I got over you just long enough to let my heartaches mend. And then today I started loving you again. Get by with only these few million tears I cried. How was I to know the worst was yet to come? And the crying time for me had just begun. And then today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I really always been. And I got over you just long enough to let my heartaches mend. And then today I started loving you again. And then today I started loving you again. All right, let's do Cowboys Get Lonesome. I decided although I've never been a cowboy, I have family that were managers of a cattle ranch up in Wyoming, Montana, on the Wyoming-Montana border up by Red Lodge. And spent some time up there and working with the Nature Conservancy in Wyoming as well. So I wanted to write a cowboy song, I thought.
Is that it's gotta be Wyoming, Montana, right across from Montana, Wyoming?
Montana, Wyoming, yeah. Yeah. Oh, we're doing this in C. That's right. I almost did it in the
so
wrong
that,
key.
So that Merle tune you guys just did, he released it in 68.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. So it's been around with Bonnie Owens.
Yep, it was on the album The Legend of Bonnie and Clyde.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Called Cowboys Get Lonesome. At the end of the summer, when the meadows turn brown and the rabbit brush blooms on the outskirts of town,
first tin of autumn, sage tipped with frost. The cattle returning, but our love was lost. Cowboys get lonesome, sweethearts do too. They'll find a new love, it's easy to do. Hearts can grow fonder when absent or far. Our cowboys get lonesome wherever they are. Summer is for new love, cutting the hay. Met at the barn, danced so joyful in May. Courted through June, when all the birds sing. But July for a cowhand means you ride on the swing. Cowboys get lonesome, sweethearts do too. They'll find a new love, it's easy to do. Hearts can grow fonder when absent or far. Cowboys get lonesome wherever they are. When you're out on the range, you're longing for home. And when you're at home, you long to be gone. That's the cowboy's dilemma, it won't get you far. 'Cause cowboys get lonesome wherever they are. Cowboys get lonesome, the sweethearts do too. They'll find a new love that's easy to do. Hearts can grow fonder when absent or far. The cowboys get lonesome wherever they are. Yes, hearts can grow fonder when absent or far. And cowboys get lonesome wherever they are.
Real nice, gentlemen. This is really a pleasure to have you guys here.
And
thank
you.
It's nice to sit down. And normally I'm standing up with a large band. We've had many large bands in here before, like 13 pieces. I think the last big band we had here in Georgia, I think we had like 17 channels running.
Holy
so this
God.
Is actually really nice. I'm sitting down. It's really pleasurable. Hopefully everybody's enjoying the music out there too. So you guys are, you dabble and do some work here with the Pagosa Folk and Bluegrass Fest and the Four Corners Folk Fest. Tell folks about that. You had some work with the kids and stuff like that, too. What's going on?
Well, we met at Rocky Grass, a pure planted bluegrass, about 10 years ago. We've been going back ever since, and I help out with the academy there, running errands mostly. Tom's been there year after year after year. And then we both got involved in the company Folk West that put on those two festivals down in Pagosa Springs. I started teaching the kids camp, which is the week before the festival. Tom and I both got hijacked, I'd say, to
conscripted
That's the word, yeah, to work for the production crew for both festivals. So if you go to those festivals, you see us running around with staff shirts and radios like chickens with our head cut off. This year I'll be passing the reins of the kids' camp off to one of my other teachers, Greg Daigle, and I'm going to be teaching a songwriter workshop called the Southwest Songwriter Workshop the week before the festival. I'm really excited about doing that with my friend Carrie Miner. Mm-hmm. Two of us will be teaching an adult camp. Tom was in the adult jam camp there for years until he got conscripted.
We set up a wilderness, basically. People ask us, you know, what does that mean? They get up to Reservoir Hill. It's a festival of a couple thousand people, and I point to them, point to the trees, and I say, everything that's not a tree, we do that.
Yep, pretty much.
And you're going up to Red Lodge, Montana, too.
Going to be in Red Lodge, Montana. Went up there for the songwriting contest. I was a finalist last year. They invited me back as one of the featured artists. They call them rising stars. At my age, it's kind of hard to think of myself as a rising star. I think that implies you're spring chicken, young stud kind of songwriter. But I'm really excited.
Light years is that?
I don't know. I'm really excited to be performing. We do like four or five different stages all over town for 3 nights and 2 days in a row, and do these songwriter in the round presentations. Got two great friends that I'm really excited to play with. Jackson Emmer from Carbondale, Wyoming, wonderful songwriter. Aaron Biebelhauser from Louisville, Kentucky will be there. Many other songwriters. There'll be anywhere between 5 and 7 number one hit songwriters coming from Nashville to perform there. And it's just a great festival with multiple stages all over town. Really fun to be participating in that this year.
Cool. Well, how about some more music? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Eric Richard Stone and Tom Hall. What's the name of the next tune, guys?
This is a song by our good friend. Inspiration to me as a songwriter, Mike Finders, and Bill Powers from still in Paonia. Where does he live now?
Bill's up in Bend, Oregon now.
Oh, that's right. And this will be on the new CD too. I've wanted to record this for a long time. It's called Red Mountain Pass. It's about that stretch of road, one of the most dangerous stretches between Ouray and Silverton. A lot of people slide off there in the winter and they close it a lot, but it's really an ode to homage to the plow drivers that try to keep that road open in the wintertime. Here we go. Highway heads south from Ouray, past silver palaces on high. One side goes straight up and the other falls away. So close you could touch the sky. At 11,000 feet when the snow starts to fly, this ain't no place to play around. There was a time no one was fool enough to try. This morning I'm Red Mountain bound, and the good Lord would take me when he wants me. Sometimes the candle burns fast. Everyone knows that's the way it goes. Each trip might be your last. Somebody's gotta plow the pass. Somebody's gotta plow the pass. I
plow the Red Mountain Pass. I use my senses, they're the tools of my trade. Both sires and speed are on my side. These eyes, these ears, and a keen sense of my blade, and a little luck to be my guide. I've known some good men who ain't up here today. Some lost the will, some missed the curve. Anything could happen, you could always lose your way. Now I'm holding on with my last nerve. And the good Lord would take me when he wants me. Sometimes a candle burns fast. Everyone knows that's the way it goes. Each trip might be your last. Somebody's gotta plow the past. Somebody's gotta plow the past. I plow the Red Mountain Pass. Called up here before the storm blew in. Now I can't see the road through the blowing snow. I'm hanging on white knuckled and my breath is growing thin. Around another corner I go. I've seen some big storms, but this one tops them all. My gut knows that mountain rumbling sound. I can't see where I'm going, and I can't afford to stall. Either way, I'm coming down. And the good Lord take me when he wants me. Sometimes a candle burns fast. Everyone knows that's the way it goes. Each trip might be your last. Yeah, the good take me when he wants me. Sometimes the candle burns fast. Everyone knows that's the way it goes. Each trip might be your last. Somebody's gotta plow the past. Somebody's gotta plow the past. Somebody's gotta plow the past. I plow the Red Mountain Pass.
If you're out there, Mike, listening to that, hope we did your song justice. You too, Bill. Let's do These Wings of Mine. I wrote this one on Christmas Day just a little while ago. It's already on the CD. We already recorded it this past week, actually. And get our tuning right. Despite the fact that we're all glued to our news feeds and a little tense about all the things that are happening in the world, gotta remember that we're our own source of strength in getting through all those hard times. This is called These Wings of Mine. These wings of mine are made of flesh and bone. They bear me free
let me roam and rise above and bring me home. These wings of mine are made of flesh and bone. These wings of mine are made of heart and soul to banish hate, to warm the cold, and fly with joy above the shoals. These wings of mine are made of heart and soul. I can find some peace today to make us whole, I pray. These wings of mine are made of prayer and song. Let freedom ring with joy in each new dawn. And if by faith we live that long, these wings of mine are made of prayer and song. These wings of mine are made of prayer and song.
How about some Chuck Pile? We lost another good friend a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. In a peaceful way, up fishing at Palmer Lake, he passed away from us in a peaceful place where he was pretty happy. Real nice guy, great songwriter by the name of Chuck Pile. So I wanted to do one of his songs as well on a CD. This will be on the new CD as well. Probably his most famous song, done by Chris LeDoux and Jerry Jeff Walker and who knows who else did it. Watch out when they start to twist. Hold tight with a leather fist. That's what Daddy told you, how to ride the bulls. There's a jingle in my jeans, soft places in between. I'm leaving Tennessee with a push and a pull. 10-4, buddy, come on back. Horse trailer on a Cadillac. You're talking to the cowboy in a Coupeville. Chug-a-lug up one side, glide down the other. I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Turn up that radio. Don't think about rodeo. Don't think about Roundup up in old Cheyenne. It's a crazy circuit, but you still work it. So turn the sound up, we'll check the scan. 10-4, buddy, come on back. Horse trailer on a Cadillac. You're talking to the cowboy in a Coupe de Ville. Chug-a-lug up one side, glide down the other. I'm a lover of the other side of the hill.
antennas on the rear view mirror. It's still wet from ear to ear. Once again, it's proven what the wise men say. When you ride that last one, you better make it a fast one. Jump while he's still moving, son. Just walk away. 10-4, buddy, come on back. Horse trailer on a Cadillac. You talking to the cowboy in a Coupeville. Chug-a-lug up one side, glide down the other. I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. I'm a lover of the other side of the hill.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. My name is Will Two-Step, and we are here at the Cabaret Program, as we are each and every Tuesday night between 7 and 8, featuring local live musicians. And tonight we have Eric Richard Stone and Tom Hall in here, two members of the Witness Protection Program. And if you like what you're hearing, you can catch the whole band on the 24th of this month, which is a Friday, up in Nederland at the Very Nice Brewing Company. It's 6 to 9. And then at, I always have a trouble pronouncing this,
Busey
Brews, on February the 1st from 3 to 6, that's a Saturday, and that'll be the duo as you're listening to them tonight. If you like what you're hearing, you can also procure some music at ericrichardstone.com, iTunes, and Spotify, and all the other platforms. And I got a question for both of you guys, and we're going to go counterclockwise around as you're looking at your radio tonight instead of clockwise. And we're going to start off with Eric. What was the first concert you went to, with or without your parents' knowledge? Maybe that time, date, who was it, and that made you want to pick up an instrument and do what you're doing?
It was the Philadelphia Folk Festival. I got to see, I think, Bonnie Raitt, Jackson Browne, Tom Rush. Years later, Tom Rush turned out to be my neighbor in Jackson Hole for a couple of years. He and Renee Askins lived just down the road from me, and I was sort of a Jackson Browne, Bonnie Raitt, Tom Rush, kind of folky back then.
Mm-hmm. What year approximately?
Oh, 74, 75.
Okay, just before you wrote your first song then?
Yeah.
High school students.
Made me want to pick up a guitar and learn how to play it.
Right on. And Tom, how about you?
Well, the first concert wasn't necessarily one that wanted me to pick up an instrument and learn how to play, mm-hmm. but I grew up in the Upper Valley, kind of right there between Vermont and New Hampshire, mm-hmm. around the Hanover area. And so we'd always, I think our weekend gig was we'd, you know, take money to park cars for the hockey games. And somehow that transmitted into a concert that I think they had at the hockey arena. It was the Marshall Tucker Band.
Oh, a fine one.
Probably around 1979 or something like that.
I always fancied you for a Zappa freak.
But inspiration for picking up music, obviously, came by way of Telluride in the 80s.
Oh, okay, cool. I might have seen you there then, possibly.
I was a diehard until that place got a little too big for me.
Yeah, that's definitely happened. New album coming out. It's called After the Storm. It'll be out in March.
Mm-hmm.
And
hopefully, if all the production-ish stuff gets done, we'll be ready to roll and hopefully have those CDs in my hands by March.
Lord willing and the wind don't blow.
Right.
Something like that. Yeah.
And the one prior was called Fire, Waterfall, and Wave, correct?
Yep. That's out now.
Right. And let's see. So want to give big thanks to George Figgs, the producer here behind the glass.
Thanks, George.
And Brian Stewart also.
Thanks, Brian.
Mixing the sound tonight. Thank you. That sounds really good, guys. Hopefully it does on your end also. So stay tuned here at top of the hour. We have Elena with Corriente, and then that's 2 hours of Latin music, and then followed with the heavy set with George C. later tonight. And I think that would be at 10, if I'm not mistaken. Heavyset comes on at 10 with George C. So, yeah, it's been a really fun time, guys. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you, Will.
And really looking forward to seeing you guys around some more, and best of luck with all the endeavors.
Thanks.
And do you have something we can go out with here, a little instrumental?
Song or an instrumental?
Instrumental. If you got two, we can do that too, man.
You got enough time?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yep. This is a music trivia.
Oh, yes.
Tell us who wrote this. And you win a free CD. Or no, something like that. Come to our live show and we'll do it for you. You can tell me who wrote this. People get ready, there's a train coming. Don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no ticket, just thank the Lord. People get ready, there's a train to Jordan. Picking up passengers from coast to coast. Pick up keys, open the doors and board them. There's room for all with his love and host. All aboard, get on board. All aboard, get on board. All aboard, get on board. All aboard, just get on board. Happy are those whose chances grow thinner. Ain't no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. Oh, love that hopeless sinner, one who doesn't have a home. All aboard, get on board. All aboard, get on board. You need to all aboard, just get on board. All aboard, just get on board. There's a train coming. Don't need no baggage, just get on board. Pick up keys and hear the diesels are humming. Don't need a ticket, you just thank the Lord. All aboard, get on board. All aboard, just get on board. You need to. Get on board.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Cabaret. My name is Will Two-Step, and you have been listening to the duo of Eric Richard Stone and Tom Hall.
Straight up, you're listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, KGNU Online. Please stay tuned for Corriente.
tune in to Indian Voices, Sundays at 3 o'clock on KGNU. Join award-winning host Teresa Halsey as she explores Native American issues, music, and culture. That's Indian Voices, Sundays at 3 o'clock on KGNU.
And this is Elena with you on this medium cool evening after some wonderful, wonderful acoustic music. And I'll be playing some old music, some new music. We'll be doing several different interviews. We'll be speaking with several people about some music that's coming up, some events that are coming up, some interesting things. And if there's anything you'd like to hear, you can write me at dj@kgnu.org or give a call at 303-442-4242. We're going to start with a new CD from Costa Rica.
Agua de luna purifica mi corazón. Agua de estrellas. Llena